Is Yom Ha'Aroim approach the first night of Slichas? So what comes to mind in many varied types of disciplines in the world's endeavors, there comes a certain crunch time. If you're in the corporate world, the end of the quarter is approaching and you have to post earnings. It's 2 weeks from now, and you don't have what to put up. So you have hurried meetings and strategies of how we're going to generate a profit that we could show so that the report looks favorable in the markets and the stock continues to go forward. We have sports is another endeavor, right? You have in the world of football, it's already reduced to the two-minute drill. What to do in a crisis situation? You know, train for it, we prepare for it. Rosh Hashanah is upon us, the end of Elul. We look from the moment of Rosh Chodesh Elul, it looks like we have a long time to Rosh Hashanah. Far and distant from us. We have time. All of a sudden, we read Parshas Nitzavim today, and we're arriving at Shul for the first Slichas, and Rosh Hashanah is days away. And we have to ask ourselves the same question. It's how we put the books in order. How we generate a profit quickly, to turn a fast profit, so that on Rosh Hashanah, when they look at what we've done in the past year, it looks favorable. So I discovered the words of the sainted Chofetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And the Chofetz Chaim gives us some very, very good advice. We'll start during the Yemei, the Saseres Yemei Tshuva, we will recite the Avinu Malkeinu. And one of the tefillahs that we recite the Avinu Malkeinu was a very strange tefillah. Honor Avinu Malkeinu, Kosveinu B'Sefer Zechuyos. We should be incorporated into the Sefer of Zechuyos. And that's a very strange request. If we have Zechuyos, we did mitzvahs, so in Shemayim they record them, the Navi tells us. If we don't have Zechuyos, then we're not getting into the Sefer of Zechuyos. So what type of request is it of the Eibishter, because we know the Sefer of Zechuyos? Now in this world, there are ways and means to be written into Sefer of Zechuyos when you don't belong there. A well-placed bribe to a well-placed official, and suddenly your name appears in a list where it doesn't belong, and you have a Zechus. But the Rabbeinu Shalom is not subject to such types of manipulation. So how do we say Kosveinu B'Sefer Zechuyos? And the Chofetz Chaim, if you want to explore this further at length, it's in Avos Chesed, Chelek Beis, Perek Shlishi. I'll give you the punchline, not in this whole build-up. But he says in Shemayim, we have two possibilities. They have system of Midas Adin, a very scrupulous scrutiny of everything that takes place in this world. And they have a more relaxed scrutiny called Midas Arachaman. So if we assess the mitzvahs that we've done, so we've done some mitzvahs during the year that we could say we did them 100% correctly. We were careful about all the halachic details. We did them out of a sense of Abbas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. It's a sterling quality mitzvah. We have many other mitzvahs that we did that don't meet that pristine standard. They were lacking in some of the halachic details. I ran in and I put on the tefillin, but I was so rushed I didn't realize the tefillin was hanging down in front over my forehead. I gave tzedakah, but I was more concerned with my public standing that I would have than the tzedakah that I'm giving. Perhaps the mitzvah was done more out of rote than Yiras Shamayim. If they apply that standard to our mitzvahs, we're not going to be in good shape, the Chofetz Chaim says. A lot of them are going to fall by the wayside. On the other hand, if they apply a relaxed standard, these are the Chofetz Chaim writes, and it's amazing. Even if I failed to complete some of the actual details, the halachic prescription of the mitzvah. I wanted to put on tefillin. I came to shul. Rabbeinu Shalom. I bought a lulav and esrog. I wasn't careful. The esrog was puzzle. But I bought it. We'll get schar for it. Not the schar in the same fashion as the person that was medaktik to do it correctly. But schar we'll get. I davened. My head was more in my business than in Shmon Esrei. But he davened. The Rabbeinu Shalom will accept it. So the shayla the Chofetz Chaim raises is how do we determine the standard by which the Rabbeinu Shalom will judge us. And here the Chofetz Chaim tells us, he invokes a very famous chazal, that kol ha-maracham al abriyas is maracham al alov min ha-shamayim. If an idea lands with others, we're easygoing. We know how to be mevater. It doesn't have to be our way. Someone else did something in a fashion which wasn't the way I would have done it, or what I would have wanted to do it. But he did it. I closed my eyes and I let it go by. Someone wronged me, and I could overlook it. Then it generates rachamim for us in Shemayim. And when we come to stand before scrutiny and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the Chofetz Chaim discusses this in his writings in two places. One, he talks here in Avos Chesed, he talks about how we'll be judged after Me'eva Esrim. And elsewhere, on the writings on Chumash, he talks about how we will be judged on Yom Kippur. So if we're easygoing, accepting of others, that in Shemayim they'll deal with us in that fashion. No, the guy showed up to daven. It's all right. It's a mitzvah. Don't question the details. On the other hand, a person that is a very strict standard, exacting, everything has to be exactly his way. And if you cross him, kachut asayra, you know about it. If it didn't meet up to his expectations, he dresses you down. When he comes to Shemayim, the Chofetz Chaim writes, they'll provide the same scrutiny for his mitzvahs. And he says the same is true of the Averis too. The things that we do that we're not supposed to do, if there's a relaxed standard of Midas HaRachamim, they'll say, well, listen, he was very stressed at that particular moment. There was a great, great Nisoyan. So we can't hold that Avera so strongly against him. That Avera is diminished in size. It's not zero, but it's diminished in size. It says that ultimately we wish to have a preponderance of Schussen before the Rabbeinu Shalom. So this is a means that we have to adjust the books, the Chofetz Chaim says. And that's the meaning of Kosveinu B'Sefer Schuyes. We ask the Rabbeinu Shalom that we should find sufficient favor in the compassion and the acceptance of others, our tolerance of others, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is willing to state that we're worthy of the Midas HaRachamim. And therefore, Kosveinu B'Sefer Schuyos, all of those mitzvahs that we've done, which could go either way, because they're far from being what they should be, but nevertheless, they were done with good intentions. So we ask the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that all of those should wind up in the Sefer Schuyos too. And if we merit the Midas HaRachamim, then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam incorporates all of those despite the deficiencies. And in life you see remarkable things. You know, people that are tremendous kaptonim. Maybe you did. I know most of my life. And he once took a guy into his business. His father had a partner in another business, and his partner's nephew needed a job. So he took him in. And I happened to be whatever. It's someone I'm friendly with, as I said, most of my life. And I happened to know this guy that he took in. He worked with him a few years. And after a few years, he went in league with other investors. He opened up a competing business. He knew his entire customer list, and he basically tried to steal all his customers from him by undercutting him. And the net result was that my friend, if he broke even in that particular, if he didn't lose money, it was a miracle. But his business was very, very deeply threatened. Years went by, maybe 15, 20 years went by. And I went to visit my friend one day, as I do from time to time, and I'm sitting with him in his office, and the telephone rings. And a guy calls him, and he asks him, he needs a certain type of piece, type of goods. He says, I'll tell you, I normally have them, but I'm out of them now. But that other business, I'm sure that he has. He'll be able to help you out. And that was, those are the people that did a job on him. And I'm sitting there, I'm listening to this conversation take place. And he hangs up the phone, and I look at him, and he looks at me. He knows exactly what's on my mind. I says, tell me, what in the world did you just do? He says, Rabbi, since life has gone on, the Rabbeinu Shalom has given me bracha. I've long forgiven him for the avla that they did to me. To the extent, not only not to hold a grudge, but to send them business to. We have it within ourselves. I was deeply, deeply touched. I know the travail, I know the agmas nefesh that he had when it took place. He's a good friend of mine. And to see that he could actually send customers to the people that had done this to him talks about the ability that we have to move on in life, not to hold a grudge, the ability to be mevata, to forgive someone else. If we proceed in that fashion, then we could stand before the Rabbeinu Shalom on Rosh Hashanah. Whatever we've done in the past year, Rosh Hashanah, many good things, I'm sure. Some things all of us wish that we hadn't done this past year. That's inevitably, that's life. There was a big chevron in the Talmud of Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher, Shlomo Hachman, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. And he writes, he says, I learned from Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher, who taught me in the name of the altar of Slobodka, that I had a mesoris from Rav Yisrael of Salant. So the issue in life is not chet. Chet in tzadik boros asher yasa toiv lo yechto. The people that did the daf yomi know at the end of the first parak in Bava Basra, Shas managed to find four people in history that didn't sin. So sin is rather endemic to the human condition. Rabbi Saul said the question is what we do afterwards. That's where the game begins. That will fall. That's inevitable. How we respond to falling, how we pick ourselves up, change the game plan and go forward. That's what life is about. So we have in the days between now and Rosh Hashanah the ability to be mevater, the ability to be more accepting and tolerance and tolerant of others around us. People inside our family, people outside our family, people that we socially deal with, people that we deal with in a commercial or a business sense, professionally. If we change our own orientation, a little, not overwhelmingly even, but even a little bit more l'tov, the tremendous chusim that will flow to us are immeasurable. I'll end, Rabbi Yisrael of Salam tells us, to do tshuva in its entirety is a very, very difficult task. But merely to begin the process, if we begin the process, then the Rabbeinu Shalom already places us in a different category. We're more worthy of the Midas HaRachamim because we're focused on the ultimate goal. We may not be there yet. There may be a very lengthy journey until we get there. And perhaps even in life, in some things, we will not succeed. But we've embarked on the journey. Having embarked on that journey, we're now worthy, Rabbi Yisrael says, of the Rabbeinu Shalom's Midas HaRachamim. And I have found, and it's not for tonight, proof in the Medrash is the source of Rabbi Saul's machshava. So as we begin the Slichus Rabbi Yisai, to focus on drawing closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to having a more tolerant attitude to our fellow human beings, with all the misdeeds that they're quite capable of doing and have done, And with that, the Rabbeinu Shalom Be'ezah Hashem Rachamim upon us. We should merit, all of us, Aksiva Chesima Toiva, Ashnas Chayim V'Sholom. We should merit to see, already after this lengthy wait, Gulos and Shal Yisrael and Gut Yorah B'Yisrael.